Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, today we are talking to a woman who thought Lifestyles Unlimited went against everything she believed in. She went from that to joining and creating with her husband $32,000 of passive income every year, and she is on her way to retiring herself. She followed the first Del Walmsley rule of investing: must have cash flow. I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm with Michaela Solon, and we're going to hear her story. And Michaela, thanks so much for being with us. I want you just to introduce yourself to our audience, who you and Peter are, apart from real estate, you know, where you grew up, education, family, whatever you want to tell us about yourself.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's so exciting to be here. Again, my name is Michaela Solon. I grew up in the Midwest with definitely traditional Midwest family values of paid off house, cars, no credit card debt, go get a good education so that way you can afford to live your best life and afford to have retirement and take care of your family. I met Peter. Peter is actually from Sweden and Uganda. I met him in undergrad, and we've been married for 16 years now. We moved down here to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex about 15 years ago, and we have two kids, Genevieve, who's 8, and Michael, who's 5, who's been along with us on this real estate investing journey so far.
Yeah, and part of your story is he started out as a pilot. But you said you want him home doing the 9-to-5, and so he went to work as a banker, correct? Did I get that right?
Yeah. That was actually not part of our marriage contract for him to have hours that were outside the typical hours. And I earned my doctorate in occupational therapy, so I wanted everything safe and secure, which is definitely goes with my type B personality. Like, I like to plan everything.
So you're the type B, he's the type A. He wants to fly planes into the sky, going through the air with nothing underneath him, holding him up in the air. He's just flying. And so that's a big difference between the two of you guys. So tell me, during that time, before you discovered real estate, what was your investment strategy? Did you have an end game? Was retirement, did you have in your mind that retirement would ever happen for the two of you?
I mean, Peter's more the one who's very logical in all of his thought processes. And we were just going to do the traditional retirement 401k because that's what we grew up knowing. And then Peter started listening to some of these real estate investing radio shows such as Morse Invest and Bigger Pockets. And I learned about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and start listening to some of that. And because I'm such a type B, I'm not going to go along with anything, you know, quickly. And so over time, I got to see, well, maybe the way I learned wasn't going to be the best path for freedom for time in our family and financial freedom. And then we started listening to Lifestyles and went from there.
Now, I really like the way you say that. We started listening. Now, Peter did a very good thing. This is great marriage counseling for people that are listening. He didn't beat you over the head with it and say, why don't you get this? You need to understand this. He kind of snuck it in under the radar, didn't he?
He sure did. Even he would have it on in the background when we were in the car or at home. And then when I was on maternity leave, he was like, I found this really great podcast. Let me download it on your phone. And maybe when you're out walking the baby, you can listen to some of these. I think they've got some really good concepts because he knew I had to be on board on it for it to even fly.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And as folks are listening, you got to, you know, there's always generally in a marriage, there's a type A and a type B, and you complement each other. It's like pieces of a puzzle. That's a good thing. So you got moved along somehow. It worked. And you guys actually bought two single family houses. And This is before Lifestyles Unlimited. And I want to talk a little bit about that first one. You said you bought it off the MLS and you made all the mistakes, but you still had cash flow over $1,000 a month, which is incredible. Correct. That's fantastic. But tell us about the bad part of that experience.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just say if we had mentors in the lifestyles education prior to doing this house, we wouldn't have ran into all the problems that we ran into, because let's just say in lifestyles, they teach you, you know, how to, first how to buy the property and how to get the right renters in, how to manage it correctly. We were pretty passive because we had fear. We didn't know what we were doing. And so we just let somebody else vet our tenants. And then when problems came up, we had nobody to bounce ideas off of, you know, such as when you find, you know, people going against what was in the lease, what do you do about it? And so, you know, we found animals in the house and, you know, looking back, we should have just said, okay, you're out. But we were passive because...
Now, Michaela, yeah. I need you to be specific. What kind of animals did you find in the house? Because animals, that's like a dog or a kitten. That's not what you had.
No. We had pigeons in cages that clogged up the AC system. We had snakes, mice. I mean, the backyard had pheasants, turkeys. We had chickens and geese. But like inside the house, there was, I mean, every single animal on the Noah's Ark was just about inside that house. But we were so passive, we didn't know what to do because we didn't have somebody to bounce ideas off of. Kind of find them and moved on.
Yeah,
the right idea.
Exactly. I want you to pause right there, folks that are listening. Having a good mentor can protect you from thousands of dollars of mistakes. It can make you thousands of dollars, and it can save you thousands of dollars on therapy and stress and depression and medication and lead you to financial freedom. Stay with us through the break once you hear the rest of the story with Michaela.
Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Hey, folks, this is David Ruzicka. I'm your host. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we're talking to Michaela Solon, who, along with her husband Peter, actually did real estate on their own in the beginning, before Lifestyles, and went through some frustration and mental anguish, and then became unstressed pros at investing. And just to kind of recap, on their first house, $1,000 a month in income, which is incredible, but also bad tenants who hoarded pigeons and mice and reptiles and turkeys. Kind of, as Michaela said, every animal on Noah's Ark was in that house, and they didn't know what to do with that. And Michaela, also, even when you bought the house, you made a mistake in terms of how you financed that thing. What was that about?
That's correct. We did a conventional, and then we paid for the rehab out of our pocket, which is definitely not something I would ever do again, just because it cost us way more money in the long term. And also, we didn't use vendors that, you know, that we could trust, and that cost us more out of pocket as well.
Yeah, and what she's talking about, folks, is what we teach you at Lifestyles is how to use something called a hard money loan, which allows you to, you still end up in a conventional 30-year mortgage close to 3% right now, but you're able to finance that rehab, so you are making your money work for you more effectively. And in addition to that, the other piece of that is that a good mentor, as we talked about before the break, can protect you from those kind of mistakes, can make you thousands of dollars and save you thousands of dollars on frustration. I know that after Friday. So tell me, let's just go through this. You go to see your tenant. They say, oh, really? This week is not good for me. Next week's not good for me. What would you tell that tenant when you want to go by and check out the house?
Oh, yeah. So basically, at that time, I was more passive in that I just was like, oh, what would work good for you? And it ended up being months drawn out. And then I ended up finding water leaks and other issues because I didn't have that strong, stronger personality in saying, no, this is my house. I need to come see it. And so that ended up with more problems in the long run because I didn't have the education behind me saying, hey, this is what you do. And you just kind of lay down the law and you get things going in order to protect your investment.
Right, right. And even just to be a good landlord, to take care of the property. Correct. So they have a nice place to live because they sit there with water damage, and water damage is like one of the worst things you can do to a house. So
that's correct.
And sometimes what you need, folks that are listening, you just need somebody to be able to call and say, hey, they're putting me off for a month to go see the house. What should I do? I feel like I should go. And your mentor says, yes, get out there tomorrow. What are you talking about? Go. And you just need somebody to let you know that you're not being a bad person. You're actually taking care of the property. So
exactly.
Yeah. So and even in spite of that, still $1,000 a month in cash flow. So
correct.
You actually bought another house. Then you guys joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and you came to that two-day seminar where we teach you the basics of, A to Z on investing in single family and multifamily. Peter's excited. He's gung-ho. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
You describe
like
yourself. He's a cheetah, and what are you?
I'm a donkey with like a donkey that is braying and sitting backwards on its hooves because I resist change because to me, it's change is unknown, it's fearful, and it's bad. But what actually happened on that 2 day?
Wait! I want to pause right there. I want folks to get that from you because your spirit animal is a stubborn mule, and there's some people sitting out there right now, and that's not a criticism. That's a good thing.
No,
it keeps the cheetah from running into the mouth of a lion. And so there's people out there listening that say, oh wow, I really understand that, and I want them to connect with you on that. So you walk into the two-day seminar thinking, you know, maybe this is like Amway. Do I have a downline? What am I supposed to do here?
Exactly. I mean, David Fisher was saying, hey, who's paid off their home mortgage? And with proud arms, you know, Peter and I raised our hand. Yes, we have. We were so proud. And, you know, he was talking about how much passive income do you have coming in and, you know, we were like, oh, we don't have very much of that. And it just, he brought up different points that were both uncomfortable and challenging at the same time, especially for the way I was brought up with paying off your home and, you know, don't take out credit card debt, don't overextend yourself. I was uncomfortable. And so I had to go and ask a few people, some other mentors in the room, is this for real? Because I was like, oh, this can't be for real. But then it did happen where Peter and I left the 2 day, and we hadn't taken that step because I was uncomfortable, and Peter was as usual super excited. We were about 5 miles down the road, and we actually turned around and came back because for me, when the pain of staying the same is worse than the pain of change, I will change.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was tired of the same for our life.
Yeah, something you said to me the other day that I think rings true with millions of people across this country. They just don't know what to do about it. But you said this. You said, I'm doing what I'm told a responsible adult should do,
correct,
and it's not working. I work more to pay off my debt, and yet more of my money goes to taxes, and I'm losing.
Yeah, folks, and I had no time with my family and friends.
On top of that, yeah, in addition to that, yeah. And so, folks, as you're listening, that is true. And we hear that over and over again as people come and find Lifestyles Unlimited and join. So you joined. And
we did.
You have a great mentor, Chris Wyatt. I actually interviewed him on February 27th of this year. So, folks are listening, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, look for past radio shows, just find one that is tagged with my name, David Ruzicka, click my name, and then go all the way down to February 27th, and you can hear Chris's story. Now, what was the difference between single family before Lifestyles and after Lifestyles? That's the question I want to ask.
Yeah, and that's a really fair question, because single family after Lifestyles, we have the education behind us, so we know, okay, this is the order of operations. This is what you look for in a potential property. This is the steps for the loans and the financing. These are the steps for the rehab. These are the things you need to look at. And we didn't have that before, so we actually spent more on some of those rehab items that we didn't need to spend the money on. And likewise, now on our assets that we just purchased, like we just purchased our sixth house a week ago, and that's besides our own home, we can look at where our dollars are going and be able to make wise choices in how we want to do the rehab to make it the best product and also the less headache and the best product for the tenants down the road.
Yeah, best product plus the best price gives you the best residence. Folks, I want you to hang with us. Michaela and Peter went from 100% earned income, they only had income if they worked, to earning $32,000 a year in passive income from real estate, income while they sleep. Stay with us to hear the rest of the story on the other side of the break.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
I'm your host, David Ruzicka, and you are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are working on your financial freedom. You know, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. Michaela, my guest today, she and her husband, Peter, went from 100% earned income, only income they had if they worked, to getting involved in real estate and earning $32,000 a year in passive income from real estate. That is income they earn while they sleep, and they are on their way to financial freedom. Right before the break, Michaela was telling us about the difference between single family before Lifestyles and after Lifestyles. And after Lifestyles, a big difference was being able to evaluate properties, being able to determine if it was a good investment, not wasting money on rehab that they didn't have to waste, learning how to price things, learning how to finance that rehab, roll that into the loan so that you're not having to pay that out of pocket and your money's working more efficiently for you. Real estate is not about making more money. It's about making your money work for you more effectively to create those passive streams of income. So, Michaela, one other piece of that whole picture about after Lifestyles I know that we talked about is having a team. Because I know on that very first house you said you had a bad vendor who ran off with the cabinets, I think, or somebody else ran off the cabinets, and you had a bad vendor, you had to fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had people run off with our cabinet money, people who've had to fire off the job, people who didn't want to show up. And then there was no recourse. We had tenants that were going to move in. So what did we do? Rolled up our sleeves, or actually Peter did,
yep,
and started doing some of the work himself so we could get it done, so we could just get done with the project and get it somebody so in it to get some money.
Yeah, so after Lifestyles, you had a team. Del Walmsley says life and business is a team sport. So tell us about your
Absolutely.
Team after Lifestyles.
Absolutely. We use year-round construction with Fred for our GC. And why we chose him is just it's somebody who has good communication. I can trust. I know we already know each other and that he knows what we expect. And we know what he expects, and we can communicate really well. The same thing goes with our hard money and conventional money.
So you
for
went to the you,
financing.
Let me clarify this for people. So you went to the vendor list, and you found your
correct.
Vendors on the vendor list. So you had your GC, you
That's
had
correct.
Your hard money lender, you had your conventional lender.
Correct.
You had all the people you needed there, and people that other Lifestyles members have used. And so
correct.
You were able to see, hey, other people like this person. They had good experience with this person because they
yep.
rate the different folks that do
yep.
that. So I would imagine that had to be a great stress reliever as you went into doing these properties.
Absolutely. It does relieve stress because these vendors already know the Lifestyles model. They know what our final outcome is going to be, even if you are a newbie. They already can help guide you along and kind of teach you as well. And being that they know that not everybody's going to come out of the gate understanding these different types of financial conversions to be able to acquire the properties at a good price. And so they're very patient. And what's important is that, you know, you try one, try another, see who you work best with, and then what happens is then when you start getting more properties, you're like, okay, I already know exactly who I'm going to call. I'm going to call Toby with AMP because I know they answer the phones. They do have great communication. I'm going to call these different people because I already know who I trust on my team. And it makes the process go so much smoother. Oh,
yeah.
I wish I had that in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's powerful. That is powerful. Now, you did something that is just really blasphemous. I mean, it is horrible. It's sacrilege. You pulled equity out of your house.
Oh,
and
yes.
even worse, in your house, and you're a Dave Ramsey person. Your house was paid off.
Yes.
And even
yes.
worse, you pulled money out of your 401 or your husband's 401k.
Oh, yes.
Explain
yes.
yourself.
And I also stopped contributing to mine, too. Please don't tell my parents.
Oh, my goodness.
No, like, this is completely sacrilegious because, you know, I'm very much into stability and security. And I held on to the belief that having the money, our house paid off and having the 401ks was going to be our goal to that. And then after getting some better education, I understood that pulling the money out, we have been able to have this cash out refi, huge pot of money that we're using to procure more houses and more assets to be able to have that passive income. And so we're working hard now and kind of going against what I grew up on, but we're knowing that, hey, there's a future. There's a light at the end of the tunnel other than brake lights. The light I see is going to be time for myself at home with the kids and not necessarily just commuting an hour each way to work, which is exhausting.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I went against the Dave Ramsey model, which is really weird, but yes, I did it.
Yeah, and let me kind of clarify for people. When we say go against the Dave Ramsey model, yeah, paying off your credit card debt is a beautiful thing. You should not have credit card debt. You shouldn't have debt on depreciating assets. But you should have debt on your house because you're going to take that money. Money in your primary residence is dead equity. It's not earning anything. It's money that you could take and you can invest in a single family home, and it could be earning you money 10%, 20%, even 30%. Plus, you're going to capture equity. You're going to have capital appreciation every single year. And that is how you retire yourself, by making your money work for you more effectively. The other thing is, Michaela, I like what you said, security. Oh, I've got that money in my 401k. I know it's secure because I can see it as the stock market goes down. Have you ever thought about this? Wait, what is more secure than being able to drive up to a brick and mortar house and you say, I own that, and people are flooding to Texas at a record rate because they want to leave the crazy places, and they have to have a place to live. Everybody has to have a place to live.
Yeah, my idea of security has definitely changed now, and having these houses is providing that, you know, because if you don't go to work, you don't have your income, and if you get hurt on the job, that doesn't help either. So having this, it is been life-changing for our family.
And you did
We've
get
even
hurt
gotten
on
the
job,
kids involved. Yeah, that's correct.
We're going to get to the kids, but tell us about getting hurt at work and how that felt this time.
So when I got hurt on the job, you know, obviously it's devastating because we, a lot of times in America, we have our identity wrapped up in our job, our W-2 and our job title. And when you can no longer do that, it's a sense of grief and loss. But when you have passive income coming in, it's this feeling like, okay, things are bad, but they could be worse. Because at least I've got this coming in, and we've got a game plan. So there's hope. And when you've got hope and you can see, you know, the future, and it's not going to be just wrapped up in somebody else's plan for you, like for the W-2, it's a game changer. It's a life changer. And I really thank the team.
Yeah, one of our multifamily leads, he said, real estate is like a warm blanket. I don't know why, that just cracks me up every time I think about that. Because for exactly the reason you just said, if he lost his job tomorrow, if you lose your job tomorrow, you've got passive income. You're not reliant on that 401k or that IRA or that paycheck. You're not reliant on that paycheck to keep you going. And so, tremendous, tremendous job on that and moving forward with that. And you're well on your way to being real estate retired. I want to encourage people, if you have not already been to one of our free workshops, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's the way Michaela got started. Peter got started. That's the way everybody gets started. lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of our free workshops. We'll explain the 5 ways we make money in real estate. Stay to the other side of the break. Michaela and her husband did the unheard of. They raided their 401k and refinanced their house, and they are investing that money and on their way to retirement.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Folks, we are talking to Michaela, who on her first investment property had basically Noah's Ark in the home, tenants hoarding pigeons, mice and reptiles, bug infestations, water damaged floors, and she is a professional real estate investor now. I'm your host, David Ruzicka. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio. show, and I am with Michaela Solon and her husband Peter. They are both real estate investors. And right before the break, we talked about how she pulled money out of her house, the equity out of their house, $150,000, $67,000 out of a 401k. And they went out and invested that money. They now have $32,000 a year in passive income. And so, Michaela, tell us, how many houses do you have now, and what is the plan for the next year?
So we have 6 single-family rental homes, and that are, we own besides our own home. We just bought our last one this past week. And our plan for the next year is we want to acquire roughly 4 more single-family homes and also to start doing passive investing as well.
And your mentor looked at your portfolio, and what did he tell you to do?
Oh, man, Chris is amazing. Because I had said, hey, Chris, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go from here. And he goes, let's sit down. He's like, okay, let's do refinance of these properties after we analyzed our cash on them. And we refinanced, and now we've got money to play with.
How much money did you pull?
We got
$310,000. $310,000 that you were sitting on, $10,000 that you did not even know you had. You didn't even know it was available to go and invest. That's the power. That's the power of a mentor. A mentor can make you thousands and thousands of dollars. And by the way, just so you guys know, Chris Wyatt, the mentor out of Dallas, he doesn't get paid a commission for this. He doesn't work for a lending company. He doesn't say, oh, you do this, I refi, I get the points, whatever. It's nothing like that. He just looked at a portfolio and said, here's what you do. And now you've got a lot of money to go out and invest. And so you're going to look at
it. Absolutely.
So that's just incredible. That's so exciting. It's funny to hear somebody say, wow, I didn't realize I had that much money to go in it.
That was only out of 3 houses.
My goodness. That's tremendous. So I want to go through how real estate investing has changed your life. First thing you told me, you said it has given us breathing room and peace of mind.
Yeah, it has. That we've got a cushion in place. We have a game plan for the future. And then that we're just not going to be dependent on our W-2. Also, it's changed our family in that we're teaching this to our kids at a young age. And I feel like kids
Hold on. What? Hold on, you're jumping ahead of me there. You're getting to the next bullet before I am, because I want to point out something. What you just said there, you said it gave us breathing room and peace of mind, and you have that cushion in place. The Dave Ramsey model is you have a couple of months emergency fund. What happens when that money goes away? You lose your job. That passive income doesn't go away. It keeps on coming. You got a pot of money. Eventually, you're going to come to the end of that pot of money, which is most people's retirement plan, which is I hope I die before I run out of money. So great job on that. Gave you breathing room, peace of mind. Now, what you're going to is you said it also brought Spark back into life. Explain that.
Because we are around other people who also have hope for a future, and they have a positive outlook and encourage each other. The lifestyle family is everybody wants to see each other succeed. So they're open and honest about what they've done, what's worked, what hasn't worked in order to help others succeed. And our kids even comment on how come people at Lifestyles are so happy. They want people to succeed and encourage each other.
Yeah, that is powerful. That's powerful. Great for your kids, too. And I want to touch on your kids a little more in just a second. But you also said, I also have more confidence as I have learned more skills.
Correct. And it's amazing. You know, you go to school for your undergrad, possibly graduate school, and then, you know, you think, oh, I don't want to go to school anymore. I don't want to learn anymore. But this is so much fun. Real estate investing, it's like woken my mind up, and I get to do something fun on the weekends, and I love it. It's brought this spark back.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And this is, folks, listen, this is somebody with a doctorate. This is not like she was, was reading books, just hanging out, watching TV all her life. This is somebody who's highly educated and says, wow, I learned new skills. I have more confidence in doing this, and is doing a great job. I want to talk about legacy, though, because this is really powerful. You have one of the best stories. You're serious about that with your kids. You're creating little Monopoly kids. Tell the audience, why do you say that? You say, our kids don't do Little League, they do rehab. Explain.
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah, that is our motto. Because the thing is, for our family and our family values, we want them to be able to be highly educated, to be motivated internally, to be able to have these different character qualities. And we have them do the rehab with us because they can learn. You know, if they can learn to play baseball, they can learn real estate. I've taken them, both of them, to two expos. They go on all my property reviews with me, and even to check on the houses during rehab. But we do that because we want them to learn. You don't have to do things the same way everybody's been taught, that you can learn all these awesome skills and have a better life for yourself where you're not dependent on your job and you're having to commute and everything. And the kids do rehab. They enjoy it, and I get to teach them fun new stuff, and they're going to be way ahead of the game in the long run.
They're going to be so far ahead of the game. Folks, you know, many folks are obsessed with sports. The odds of your kids playing professional baseball, if they're on the high school team, is 0.0009. So you take a million high school boys, 900 will make it to the big leagues. And then the average career is, wait for it, 2.7 years. You just spent 18 years pushing your kid to the brink for a career that is 33 months long. How about instead you turn them into little investors? Because the average cost of a college education is $145,000. You take that 18-year-old, you invest in single-family houses, bringing in 20% cash flow. That's $29,000 a year. And investing the way that Lifestyles teaches you, take the map, your kid could be worth over $1 million by age 30 with passive income in excess of $200,000. And then they can go to college, and then they can pay for it themselves. And so, what a powerful, I just want to say kudos to you, Michaela, for you and Peter
Thank you for doing that
with your kids. That is awesome.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I mean, because the whole goal of college, the whole thing is to be able to take care of yourself. And you're giving them somewhere where they can actually take care of themselves.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, what better gift can you give your kids than to give them something that they can use and they can pass it on to other generations, but also learn how to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me, what specifically does retirement or financial freedom look like for you once you're able to cover your expenses with passive income?
It means that I'm going to be able to go to all the activities at the kids' school if I want to. I can actually not be stressed at nighttime, you know, thinking about trying to juggle these different things. Which financial freedom means that when I want to go on a walk or go to the gym in the middle of the day, I can. I know I need to work hard now so I can get there, and not everybody's willing to put in the work, but I am because I'm determined, and so I want this so bad. And with the help of Lifestyles, I can see a light. I can see this happening. We've got the game plan.
That is great. I think you said Peter is, because of all this, Peter was able to go back to the flying, which is what he loves. And
correct.
Enjoy
yes,
that.
He's out flying. Yes. And we moved grandma in, and she's been able to have a better quality of life now too. And the whole family's quality of life has gone up.
Yeah.
So kudos to Lifestyles. This wouldn't have been like this if we hadn't joined.
So you just bought your most recent house in the last month, you said?
Last week.
Oh, last week. You closed on it last week. And just for folks listening, you bought that house. When do you expect to have that house leased?
It should be done at the end of December.
At the end of December.
So January 1st. Yes, sir.
So you expect to have tenants in there January 1st. So folks are listening, they say, oh my goodness, I'm so worried. Will I be able to find a tenant? You proved over and over, over again you can do that.
Oh, it's not hard at all.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, yeah. Folks, there you have it. You got a couple that took the education and did the stuff. A mom who was injured on the job and can't do the same work as before, but they're protected by passive income. There's a phrase, it's called CREAM, Wu-Tang Clan, great financial group. I say CREAM stands for Cash Rules Everything Around Me. I want to repeat what Warren Buffett says. He says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. So give yourself the peace of mind. Get residential real estate as fast as you can. My mom told me one time, David, you should sell insurance, life insurance, because everybody has to have life insurance. Well, guess what? Everybody also has to have a place to live. Create passive income so you aren't reliant on a job or a corporation, and live the lifestyle you want to. Remember, cream, cash rules everything around me. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we are working on your financial future and freedom. Michaela, thanks so much for being with us today. You guys have a great rest of the day.
And thank you.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.